From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Highland Park students react to book suspensions. First, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings made a come-together plea this morning. Over coffee and donuts, the mayor asked more than 100 people to join his effort to reimagine the controversial Trinity Parkway, the 9-mile toll road planned for inside the Trinity River levees. BJ Austin reports reaction to the mayor's invitation was mixed.
Fans and foes of the Trinity Toll Road packed into Babs Barbecue in West Dallas at the foot of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. They came to hear the mayor announce a dream team of engineers and urban planners that will suggest design changes aimed at improving the parkway. Councilmember Von Seal Jones-Hill says the mayor's got the right idea to move the parkway along because voters have approved it.
Not once, but twice. And we have moved forward on that. I don't know why people are continuing to talk about, are you for or against? That question has been decided. We are now at the execution phase.
Former council colleague Angela Hunt says the mayor's effort is 11th hour window dressing.
The design of this road is set. It's been submitted to the federal government. We know the size of the road. We know how deeply it digs into the park. And so the idea that we can suddenly redesign this thing is really disingenuous at best.
Rawlings told the crowd no big project in Dallas ever got done without a big fight. He lists DFW Airport, DART, and the Convention Center Hotel as examples. Rawlings says he wants to tone it down with the Trinity Toll Road using the new design process to do that.
Personally, I need something that I can see that might become a reality. Why not treat this project with an optimistic sense of the possible versus assuming the worst in everyone's vision?
Rawlings says the team will look at what he calls creative options for transportation infrastructure and connecting to the Trinity Parks and Lakes, downtown, and nearby neighborhoods. Private donations will pay for the work. Former city manager Mary Soom, among those putting together the design team, says the cost will probably be in the hundreds of thousands. Councilman Scott Griggs wants more specifics.
I think the people have a right to know who all is donating the money. We heard a number of comments about anonymous donors. So who's paying who how much, and what are they being charged to do for that money?
Griggs calls the Trinity Parkway a $1.5 billion boondoggle that's not needed. Former Councilman David Newman, who lost his council seat to Griggs in 2011, disagrees.
I've been a supporter of the Trinity River Corridor Project for years, and in particular the Trinity Parkway, because I think it fuses together our downtown, our western neighbors, and our eastern neighbors. And I think that's very important.
Design work begins next month. Public hearings are set for early next year. That's about the same time the city expects final federal approval of the toll road's environmental impact study. If that and other federal approvals come in, the North Texas Tollway Authority still has to decide if a toll road along the Trinity River is financially feasible some 16 years after voters first approved it. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
The required reading list at Highland Park High School is still in flux. Some parents convinced administrators to remove books with adult material in September, then others petitioned the administration to reverse that decision. As part of KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas asked some teenagers what English class has been like this fall.
Avery Davis is a sophomore at Highland Park High School and was actually enjoying reading the novel The Art of Racing in the Rain in Miss Siemens' English class.
I got to class one day and we had like a really big reading assignment over the weekend. When we got there, she was like, we actually can't work on it anymore because it's been suspended. And everybody got really like riled up about it. And I mean, my teacher looked like she was about to cry.
Author Garth Stein wrote the book through the eyes of a dog, Enzo. Avery's class assignments included writing a short story narrated by someone or something without a voice.
I love the book. I mean, it's just amazing because it's so lighthearted because it's Enzo and he's so lovable. But then there's so much deep things going on that really are happening like everywhere around us.
Unfortunately for Avery, the book also includes sexual themes, and some parents objected.
I came home and I told my mom and I was like, well, this isn't okay. You know, and luckily my mom was like a big advocate for me and was like, well, yeah, I'm not okay with this either.
She and her mom created ribbons for her to wear and to pass out at school as a campaign to bring the books back.
I was out of ribbons before the bell to get to class rang. So it was just really, really cool to see all the students standing up for their books that were taken away.
Her friend and classmate, Ava Ryan, helped her pass out ribbons to students and even some teachers.
High school's so much worse than that book. The idea that those topics are unfamiliar to kids is really a little bit ridiculous.
The Art of Racing in the Rain is now being reviewed by a committee of parents, administrators, teachers, and students. Arguments for and against it fill the Highland Park parent forums online, and recent school board meetings have been standing room only. No surprise to Ava.
Conservative values are really prevalent in this community, which is fine. I mean, it is Texas and it's Highland Park. But the fact that that can touch our education is not acceptable.
The sophomore English classes have moved on to books like Cry the Beloved Country, The Time Machine, The Power of One. Ava is enjoying the discussions in English class this year. They've been lively and eye-opening.
Generally, when you tell high schoolers they can't read something, it makes them want to read it.
Students will get permission slips for their parents to sign before they read certain books. It's an interim measure while the community deliberates next year's reading lists. Senior Austin Browley wrote an email to a parents group calling the campaign to ban books ignorant.
I hope we kind of get an educated board of parents to choose books if we have to have one. Otherwise, I don't think it's that necessary. I think English teachers know what they're doing.
Highland Park High, in a wealthy suburb of Dallas, is one of the top-rated schools in Texas by test scores and college readiness. Austin Browley took the Advanced Placement English exam last year, earning college credit. He now works as a teacher's assistant for a sophomore English class.
You read the classics, there's plenty of stuff going on in there. Like, we just read Oedipus and that. You know what that's about.
He's spent 4 years reading challenging material and hopes the students coming up behind him have the same opportunity. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Page through the yearbook project at yearbook.kera.org. It's part of our American Graduate Initiative. The StoryCorps mobile booth officially opens for business in the Dallas Arts District tomorrow. We've been airing StoryCorps' greatest Texas hits to get ready, and today we'll hear from Dean Smith. He was a young man when he left Texas for Hollywood to work as a stunt double in westerns like True Grit, How the West Was Won, and The Alamo.
I didn't want to be an actor just to be a dramatic actor. Getting into some kind of dramatic mood, that didn't seem to fit me too damn much. I'd either have to go out and fall off a horse or do a stunt fight. I've broken a couple of ribs here. I've had bruises. I lived pretty dangerously for 35 or 40 years there. I got in movie business in 1957. I was able to make all the leading men look good. And I even made a couple of girls look good, too. One time, I doubled Maureen O'Hara. I got the clothes, and I got this big red wig. When I got back on the set, they laughed at me, and they said my legs didn't look too much like Maureen's. Now, everything can't be all autographs and sunglasses. Now that I'm 81 and a half years old, you don't forget who brought you to the dance. In other words, there's a lot of people that helped me. Guys like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and John Wayne, all these guys, well, they were like my relatives. And then I woke up one morning and they had all gone. But now I live on this farm where I was raised. It's not the biggest ranch in Texas, but it's a piece of dirt that I'm sure proud of. And when I die, I'll never be able to get all this dirt in that casket with me. I'd like to be remembered as the cowboy that could ride, run, and jump with anybody in the world. I'd like to do it again. Now, that's what I'd like.
That was retired stuntman Dean Smith. The StoryCorps mobile booth opens in the Dallas Arts District tomorrow. Starting next week, we'll be playing some of your stories on KERA. Find out how to participate at KERA.org. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.